Hey everyone, welcome back to the Repeatable Revenue Podcast. If you're a business builder, you're in the right place. On this podcast, we explore all the things it takes to create reliable, repeatable sales growth in your business. So we talk strategy, tactics, marketing, sales, leadership, and maybe most importantly, self-leadership. I'll share my experiences from sales rep to CEO and now founder of a business that I've built from Baja, as well as other experts and guests that we bring on the show. You can check out rayjgreen.com for more information about me. Now, let's dive into why you're really here today.
I just finished a walk with a good friend of mine and who's built a $200 million gym empire, you know, around the States as a franchise owner. And we were talking about hard work and like what hard work is when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to business. And you've got two really loud voices, right, on opposite ends of the continuum. And, you know, on the one hand, you've got hustle culture that says you've got to grind 80 hours a week, 7 days a week, no friends, all sacrifice, like just keep going. It's an effort-based argument. And on the other end of the continuum, we've got, you know, Zen hippies that tell you it's like, hey, you just got to work, you know, a couple hours of deep work in the morning and then, you know, you're set. You can meditate and drink margaritas all day. And, you know, it's easy and it's simple and it's not about effort. And, you know, as we were talking about it, he dropped a metaphor that I thought was really powerful. And it was, he said, you know, I look at it like surfing, right? Like you gotta paddle like hell. Like to get out there. And if you've been surfing and you know, like you get out there, like you're gonna work. Like there's a reason surfers are fit for typically, right? Like it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of effort to get out there. And you put in all that effort. And then sometimes you wait, sometimes you catch the right wave right away. You set up, you ride that wave. And you know, you're gonna hit some really big waves, you're gonna hit some smaller waves, but either way, chances are that wave for the most part is like comes to an end to some degree. And you know, you basically get out, you paddle again, you get back up and you do it again. And it's just part of the process. And it's not really it's all about paddling or no, it's all about riding the wave. Like it's about both. Because, you know, when you talk about a lot of these things that you see online about hard work and, you know, what it is that actually works, shit like that, it's more nuanced than what you see, obviously. But what this kind of highlighted for me is the different seasons that you go through as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. You know, you go through these seasons where you feel like paddling your ass off and all the effort is going in. You're not catching many waves. It doesn't feel like it's worth it until it does, right? And then you've got seasons where you catch the wave and it's next level and you're riding it and you're appreciating it fun, like you're enjoying it. And it also, like to me, it's like this metaphor kind of captures the input and the output. Like the input is all the effort. The output is the wave. And the reality is it's a cycle. And it's just different seasons. And so the question really becomes like, which season are you in? Not which argument is right or, you know, what is hard work or what's the right way? It's what season are you in? And if you have a wave right now, ride it, like lean into it, have fun, enjoy it. Like, don't feel like you've got to paddle just for the sake of paddling. You're going to fuck up the wave, right? If you don't have a wave, maybe it's time to start paddling. Get to it. It'll be worth it. You catch a wave eventually, and hope it helps. Adios. Hey, thank you very much for your time and for listening. I have one ask for you, and it only takes 10 seconds. You don't have to give me an email or anything like that. We are looking to get some input on the content that you want to hear more of, and we created a form at rayjgreen.com/feedback where you can go. Select a drop down on this episode. Tell us whether you liked it, whether you didn't. Either way, I want your input and it would help me out a lot. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening and if willing, your feedback. Adios.